Jellyfish are lovely creatures to behold underwater as their gelatinous, tentacled bodies undulate in the currents. They are also a nuisance and a hazard. They can sting swimmers and clog fishing nets. But along the coast of the southern U.S. state of Georgia, jellyfish are a valuable export, and they're landing on dining tables across Asia. Early on this chilly February morning, most everyone in the tiny coastal town of Darien is still asleep. But on the docks of Marco Seafood, along the Darien River, there's plenty of activity. The shrimp trawler Kim C. King has just moored, and nearly 100 workers spring into action, ready to start processing last night's catch of jellyfish, which the locals call jelly balls.
Basically, jelly balls have been a nuisance to fishermen for, you know, for 100 years.
Thornell King, everybody calls him TK, owns 3 shrimp boats. But each winter, when shrimp season is over, he sets his nets for jelly balls. That's just his part-time job.
Actually, other than catching jelly balls, I'd much rather catch criminals. I'm a Georgia State Trooper.
TK is a policeman, and he's been jellyballing for 14 years. Jellyballs, they're actually cannonball jellyfish, are found in the warm coastal waters of the southeastern United States. They're seasonal. They start to appear in late winter and continue to be seen through the beginning of shrimping season in June and July. According to Georgia State marine biologist Jim Page, they're very common.
We always kind of laugh, but when they're really abundant, you could just about walk on water with them. I mean, you could walk from one to the next.
They look like big floating mushrooms.
They have a pretty solid core or fairly rigid core on the underside of a dome-shaped cap. The cap's real soft. It's clear typically. Usually it has a maroon coloration around the outer edge of that cap, that soft dome that's on top.
Their tentacles are shorter than those of other jellyfish, and cannonballs don't sting. Most are about the size of grapefruits, although some can be as big as basketballs. During shrimping season, they often get trapped in nets, so shrimpers have installed special devices called jelly ball shooters in their nets to clear them out. Darien became a jellyfish hub 2 decades ago when a man named George Tai started catching them and exporting them to Asia. When he left Darien, he sold the processing plant and his fishing equipment to TK and his partner. Today, Marco Seafood is the area's only jellyfish processor and exporter, even though the creatures can be found all along the southeastern coast from North Carolina to Florida.
They go out, you know, daily and catch jelly balls. We have to use a special net that's about 5 inches wide so that way it doesn't catch any shrimp. Put your nets out and you drag and you catch the jelly balls and you dump them right onto the deck and they go down to the hold.
Back at the dock, workers wearing yellow waterproof pants shovel ice into huge white plastic packing containers, while a large orange tube is lowered into the Kim C. King's hold.
What we have is a suction machine, and it just all we do is just suck the jelly ball straight out of the hole onto a conveyor belt.
The conveyor belt dumps the jellyfish into the white containers, which are carried by forklifts into the processing plant. Jim Page explains what happens next.
They have people that will begin to sort the jellyfish either based on size or condition. They'll grade them, and then they'll start the process of separating them, taking the caps off, if you will, that really soft gelatinous part, and then the core. And then they'll actually soak them in an alum material for, you know, multiple days, and then they'll go through the dehydration process.
After about 3 weeks, the dried and preserved jellyfish are ready to be packaged and sold to a seafood distributor that ships them to Japan, China, and Thailand. There, dried jellyfish are a delicacy, used in soups and salads. TK says they're crunchy.
Actually, they taste a little, I call it like a gristle of a chicken bone, you know. It's got that crunchy taste, and that's what the people in Japan and China, they like that crunch.
Marine biologist Jim Page has tried them too. He's not a fan.
One time, and that was a gracious plenty for me. They were more salty than anything. It was not my favorite, but fortunately there's others out there that found it to be a favorite.
Jelly ball fishing is Georgia's third largest commercial fishery, after shrimp and crabs, but only 5 boats are permitted to catch them. That's because Marco Seafood can only handle about 22,000 kilos of jellyfish, 1 boatload, at a time, and there are no other processors. So for now, although there's almost an unlimited supply of jelly balls, and PK thinks demand for his dried jellyfish will only increase, Asian gourmands will have to be satisfied with smaller portions of Georgia jellyfish. For VOA News, I'm Philip Gratzer in Darien, Georgia.